Tell you what's going to be interesting is seeing Steyn side again after what looked to the eye a bit of a lacklustre return from the Golden Slipper champion. Michael Friedman, co-trainer, joins us this morning. Good morning, Michael. Are you well?
Morning, yeah. Good, thank you.
Now tell me, this Golden Slipper curse isn't a real thing, is it?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose some would say so, some would say not. I'm not really sure. I don't take too much notice of it, by the way.
What did you make of his first up run?
Look, I think on face value, probably initially I was a touch disappointed, but I think when you sort of have the opportunity to sort of sit down and properly sort of assess the run in terms of, you know, weight carried, track conditions, the way the race was run, probably more importantly than anything, where it was a bit of a sprint. We had to ride in quiet from a wide gate in a small field, you know, and then looking at the sectionals that he did run, you know, I think when you sort of combine all those factors together, you know, it was certainly, I think, a pass mark. You'd like to be going back there this Saturday, you know, hopefully barring some bad luck or whatever, seeing him sort of put his hand up, and we'll know where we're going from there.
Is he showing you on the track that he's just as good as ever?
Yeah, I think so. You know, like, I think his two trials prior to his first up run were both really good. I mean, it was only, you know, his first trial back when everyone was raving about it. He had a very soft second trial back. So, you know, his form going into his first up run, I think, was very good. So, you know, and his work on Tuesday here at Randwick was as good as he normally works. Karen McAvoy had a sit on him, was very happy with him. So, yeah, I think, as I said, I think he'll go into Saturday and, you know, physically in tip-top order. You know, we'll know a lot more after Saturday.
Spoke to Richard before he had his first up run, and he said he thinks he's the best two-year-old that he's had anything to do with, including your slipper winners back in the day. And I suppose it's about the development of these horses between 2 and 3 year olds. How much do you think Steyn side has developed?
He's never been an overly big horse, and he's, you know, he's very much sort of in that not a single doubt mould. You know, not a single doubt, not an overly big horse either. So he's not an overly tall horse, but he's certainly he's a lot sort of stronger, particularly through the front end, you know, through his shoulder and neck area. So he's made good physical improvement in that department. So, you know, as I said, I think I keep a very open mind going to Saturday, knowing that he's in as good a form as he can be in. You know, let's hope he gets a trouble-free run where he can get a nice run in the race. I think, you know, the fact that he had to be ridden quiet the other day wasn't ideal either. I think the only other time we've done that with him was in the Todman in the autumn where, again, he drew either the outside or second from outside in a small field, which is always tricky. And you either have to make the decision to go forward and run the risk of being three deep with no cover, or take your medicine and go back. We obviously decided to do the latter at his first up run, but on both occasions, in the Todman and on Saturday, you know, last Saturday, you know, it probably wasn't the ideal way for him to be ridden. So hopefully we get the opportunity to ride him a little more positively on Saturday, as he was obviously in the slipper.
It's going to be pretty much the Golden Rose field on Saturday. Just spoke to Tony Golden. He said, look, Kembla Grange can tend to run a little firm. Is there any concerns about the track on Saturday if it does get firm for Steyn side?
No, not really. I think, you know, he's very effective on soft going, as we know. I think from memory, it was one of his first two starts. He was on a good four here at Randwick. So I think, if anything, you know, Kembla, when it gets soft, can be a little bit sort of, on occasions, can be a bit sort of greasy, which, you know, is a different to a soft track at some of the other tracks. So, I think, you know, if the track, as the forecast would suggest, is going to be, you know, a good four or whatever, then, you know, that certainly, I think, gives every horse a chance.
chatting with Michael Friedman. Stay Inside returns on Saturday, and we get to see Tiger of Malay in action again in the Dulcifier. Gee, he returned really well in the up-and-coming.
Yeah, he did. I was obviously thrilled with the first up run. I think for any horse, let alone a relatively young three-year-old coming back for his first start back as a three-year-old to carry 61 kilos is a good effort regardless of the opposition. So I think it was a run full of merit. I think he's definitely sort of come on from that run. He seems to be in a good frame of mind at the moment. I think hopefully the step up to the 1500 should be a nice step up for him. And the conditions of the race being a set weight and penalties this time around as opposed to a quality handicap certainly sort of suits him a little better in terms of the weight that he carries. So, he's in good form. Hopefully he can run well enough to put his hand up to potentially run in the Golden Rose and further down the track, possibly a trip to Melbourne for the Guineas.
Yeah, he looks like a Guineas type of horse, doesn't he? So that'll be good to see Tiger Malay on Saturday. You've got Forbidden Love and in the Scirocco, and she was brilliant hitting the line well first up. How much improvement has she taken out of that?
Yeah, nice improvement. She's still, I wouldn't say that she's still sort of screwed right down because she's got a nice long spring campaign ahead of her, culminating potentially in an invitation and a Golden Eagle at the end of October. But she came out of her first up running great order. I was thrilled with her work here on Tuesday. It's going to be a hot race, obviously, if you sort of look at the entries and the quality of the mares going round, and it's almost as good as it gets. So it'll be a terrific race. 1200 is still short, I think, of her best trip. I think once she gets into that sort of 1400-1500 metre range, I think that's kind of her sweet spot. But I'd be hopeful that she could run a really good race there Saturday and give us some confidence heading towards, races like the Golden, the Invitation, the Golden Eagle later on.
Got a few others entered at Kembla as well. Love Tap, Cognac, Shuffle Up. Who's your best, do you think, on Saturday
in Sydney? To see Barry draws first, mate.
All right, I'll let you sit on the fence.
It's difficult. I mean, look, on facts and figures, I think Tiger of Malay is in a really suitable race. But when it's that competitive at this time of year and there's so many good horses around and all that, I think, as is usually the case, barriers and luck in running play a big part.
Is Glistening going to run at Flemington and the Captain Teebs on Saturday?
Yeah, that's the plan. We've accepted with her, and she'll head down there tonight and go to Anthony's stables there at Flemington. We just sort of made the decision to give her a crack down there as opposed to here in Sydney, because the fillies races here in Sydney tend to just keep heading up in distance from here, the T-Rose and the Flight, which I don't think really suits her. I think Melbourne at this time of year probably caters for the three-year-old fillies that aren't heading towards the longer distance a little bit better. There's a few more options for them. So while she's got to carry the penalty down there on Saturday, which makes it a little tough, I thought it was worth giving her a try against the Melbourne fillies. And, if she runs well enough, we may leave her down there to run in a couple of those other fillies races coming up over the next sort of month or two.
We saw her win the Riesling. Did she? Was she just a bit soft first up? Was that the issue, or was that about her level?
I think a little bit of both. I think she was probably obviously first up, and she's a filly that likes to race on speed, so she sort of had to make all in first up in that race. She wasn't beaten very far, but I feel that probably looking at her physically and her racing style, I think she's probably better suited at around about 1,100, I know she's won a Group 2 at 12, but I think that 1,100 is a nice trip for her, or maybe a soft 1,200 if it presents to her. So that's why I say I think for those types of fillies, the programming in Melbourne probably suits a little better.
Michael, good to see Stay Inside back on Saturday, and looking forward to seeing more of your team down here over the Spring Carnival as well. Can you leave us with a winner today?
I think I've got a nice three-year-old starting first time back this campaign called Park Avenue later in the day at Gosford. I think he's a nice horse, and if he can run well today and continue in some good form, he might be one that heads down to Melbourne at some stage as well.
All right. We'll keep an eye on Park Avenue, Gosford, race 5, number 7. Good to chat, Michael. Good luck.
Thanks, Michael.